When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates, all that good stuff. And we are pretty much available on all podcast streaming platforms. So if you're still enjoying this, give us a like, rating, subscribe. You know what to do. Hit that notification bell. Let's see, Haley. It looks like we have some stuff to talk about.
Always.
Comebacks, possibly some Blackpink, just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because a member hits a major milestone record kind of thing. 17, with possibly a tour update. But that tour update might not be news that we don't want to know. Let's see. Epic High, Jesse, ATEEZ, and we have a note here. New mascots. Ooh. Mm-hmm. New Jeans, BTS. And when I say BTS, it's literally AKA Tae Jungkook and honorary member IU. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Stray Kids. And one of the four big, the big four, I should say. Companies might be for sale. And also, we have a crazy super concert cryptic update. Mm-hmm. Should we get started with that?
Yes.
What is the update? What is going on with crazy super concert? Because it's literally like, isn't it next week?
Yeah.
Next weekend. What the hell?
Well, I don't know if it's actually going to be in BMO anymore. Supposedly that they are canceling it and moving to another venue.
So not fully canceling, but like just relocating, yeah, it sounds like.
But everyone's very confused because a lot of people that had bought tickets for the concert, some had gotten refunds, especially the ones that had bought those suites. They got refunded and like they said, like, it's no longer happening. So a lot of people are like reaching out to the planners of this event and asking, like, what is going on? Like, is it actually canceled? Like, can you answer these questions and stuff? So Crazy Super Concert did actually put out a statement on their Instagram and said that, like, to ignore all these, like, false claims, I guess, that they're saying that don't believe those people that are saying that it's canceled because it's not. But then they just said, we are going to be in the same city and same state. But then they didn't say anything about being in the same venue.
So same city. So 100% at this point, we can just assume that they're probably moving off from BMO. Because I think there's even employees from BMO, mm-hmm, from that I read, saying that Crazy Super Concert is not even in like their, like, I guess they probably have like a calendar, like list of like, you know, different events going on, obviously, right? If you work at the venue, you'll probably see all that stuff.
Yeah, like what's happening.
Yeah, like a whole calendar of events. Apparently, it's not there.
That's so weird because, like, it's literally next week. Like, they need to actually announce what's going on because a lot of people did buy these tickets, which were really expensive, which is why we didn't even end up buying it. Thank God, because it seems like it's a mess.
We were just waiting for it to drop, yeah. And guess what? Something, it's good thing we waited. There's some other stuff that's possibly going on.
So we don't even know. Like, I mean, I'm just going to keep up to date with their Instagram announcements just to see what's happening, but
I just feel bad for anyone that is coming and traveling
in, yeah,
traveling like
which there's further a lot out.
Well, there's a lot, yeah. And it all started like when they added that second date,
right? Oh yeah. And then another thing that like, had happened too that was kind of like sus is that on both days, like, all the seated sections were like blocked out, like they
it disappeared.
It disappeared, and there was a lot left. And it's impossible that all of those sold out. There's no freaking way.
There's something going on.
So, like, and it's like only specific sections that are just like not there anymore. Like, you can still buy floor and VIP, but none of the seating sections except for the ones in the very, very far back.
Are they just going to throw this like in a random park, like some in the middle of like some random park in LA now?
So
like,
I don't know what's happening. It would be really frustrating, like, if we were actually going to it, because then, like, we don't know what's going on. So, like, I really do hope that they announce something so all those people that are, like, flying in, have booked, like, hotels and everything, will know if it's actually happening still.
I wonder if the companies are aware of this, like, the actual entertainment companies.
Probably not.
Yeah.
They find out, like, the day of, probably.
No, but I'm like, if they find out how bad this is going already, like, organization-wise, like, don't you think they might pull out? That's like the scary part too.
Right. That's why people even in the comments were saying like, is so-and-so still coming? Like, are these artists still going? Like, do they even know that they're a part of
this? Oh, shit. You know what this sounds like? Camp 2024, baby.
Yeah, so.
All right.
I mean, we're not going. Unless they give us free tickets, you know, so.
Unless it's an affordable, decently priced ticket or something too. We'll see. Let's see. I think we should start off the rest of it with comebacks. Let's kind of go over these. Keep in mind that when we talk about the comebacks, that these are all based on Korea dates. Mm-hmm. That's like the calendar that we have or like we kind of look at. So that means, you know, in the U.S., we live in the future for some reason. And so that means if something comes out, like, for example, like January 31st, it's probably out January 30th. Like here, it's available already.
Right.
So just think of it as like one day back, and we have it. Let's start with February 1st. Here's actually a prime example. I should have just used this as an example. Baby Monster, Stuck in the Middle music video. So it says February 1st, right? But it's already dropped here.
Right, because they're a day ahead.
Yeah. So there you go. So technically here, January 31st was actually when it was. But yeah, February 1st, Baby Monster. Stuck in the Middle music video, and on April 1st, so it's still going to be a little bit, their first mini album. That's when the actual release of their album will be. So it's further down. February 2nd, Our Girls, Twice, we'll have I Got You, the pre-release, so it's probably like the music video for that, for their 13th mini album with Youth. Triple S is going to have an album release also that same day, For Study, For Work, For Inst. I'm guessing the Inst is for Instagram, maybe. Volume 1.
Is it? Or Instrument?
Maybe.
I don't know.
INST. Maybe it's even MBTI, no. Even though there's no ST in the MBTI.
Or For Instance?
Your guess is as good as mine at this point. Let's see. February 5th, we have P1 Harmony. I guess it's going to be a digital album release for now. And with the follow-up of a physical album in a couple days. I think that's usually how it goes these days.
Yeah.
It's going to be for Killing It. So the album is called Killing It, but that's also, I guess, the name of the title track.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on February 7th. Along with February 7th, Billy will have their first mini album for Japan, it looks like. And Yena. And yes, this is Choi Yena, of course, from IZ*ONE, the legendary IZ*ONE. We'll be also having her her second single for Japan. It's called DNA. So it's just a single release. Mm-hmm. And, that's pretty much it. I think, you know, for kind of like the groups that we, kind of follow or like familiar with. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's see, let's get started. Blackpink. It's nothing big, to be honest. We're going to talk about Lisa because Lisa is the member to have, well, like, it's a crazy milestone, to be honest.
Yeah.
First solo song by a K-pop act to surpass 1.1 billion streams.
Wow.
On
Go
Spotify.
Lisa.
Guess what song?
Money.
Drop some money. Yeah, that's the one for sure.
I feel like because everybody used that on TikTok.
Honestly, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, you probably hear it at parties, at random places. Yeah. Like, everyone
just
plays
it.
Even
if, like, they don't listen to K-pop, they use that sound.
Man.
Yeah.
Can you... Oh, but then I know one of our friends brought it up in our, like, K-pop chat, and I've seen it too, since you brought up TikTok really quick.
Oh, God.
There's... I mean, you won't be hearing a lot of your K-pop music artists like on TikTok anymore, like officially, because I think it's confirmed, right? I remember reading about it, and there's a lot of groups involved in this, but I think UMG, so that's the Universal Music Group, mm-hmm. huge company that we always have complained about, even like especially in Japan, mm-hmm. they're very strict. They don't like their music being like used anywhere else for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, whatever. I mean, they have the licensing and all that stuff, but apparently they are removing their artists.
Yes, from TikTok.
From TikTok.
Specifically TikTok.
My God, there's a lot of artists. If you're not familiar with UMG, that's like the big head honcho group that owns, like, you know, that helps produce, like, I think, like, so many, like, dozens of K-pop groups.
Honestly, it's like all of the groups that we listen to.
Like, and you know, like, we're going to bring up some groups that you're familiar with, and not, like, especially from HYBE. Because yeah. HYBE also is under with UMG. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if that says enough already, you should expect how bad this is going to be. Do you want to say some groups, or do you want to go over lists?
It's BTS, Blackpink, Twice, Stray Kids. Because, I mean, I know UMG is that who we buy from when we do the pre-orders and stuff. We have to go through them.
So, see, look, JYP is involved with that. Because, like, they're the entertainment companies. They're in charge of, you know, the artists and, you know, creating the artists and doing all that stuff, the musical production. But, like, when it comes to, like, the actual music and licensing, man, UMG, it's like, has a monopoly.
Yeah. TXT, Le Sserafim, New Jeans, Big Bang,
oh,
ATEEZ and Hyphen, IU, IZ*ONE, NCT, 17, Zero Base One, Girls' Generation. That's like a lot.
That's probably even like just a, not even
like
the
not
full
even
list.
All of them.
That's just the ones just that will definitely hurt us when you hear it. That's insane. I wonder what's going on. Something's going on between them and TikTok.
Oh,
it has
so
to be.
Basically, our friend had said that it's because they're not going to renew with TikTok.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Or like the copyright agreement ran out.
Yeah,
and UMG and TikTok can't agree on a payment or something.
And China doesn't want to pay up.
So, like,
because I think UMG might be Japan and possibly Korea also. But
yeah, I'm not sure. Like, if it's just strictly Japan, because like when we get albums, it's Korean albums from them.
It's probably like it goes both ways. But then the fact is that obviously China probably wants, like, UMG's probably asking for way more money for the renewal, right?
Right.
That's most likely what's going on.
Yeah, they're obviously, like,
and
okay.
China's like, I'm not paying this shit.
So they're like, peace out. Since, we're taking all the groups.
TikTok is a Chinese company. Mm. So there you go. Time to start getting creative with other musics and sounds and stuff.
I guess.
Or you could just record your own, right?
That's true, but they'll probably remove it.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. But I mean, like, because you could post the songs on it, so maybe it's just not selectable? I wonder how, like, strict they'll be with removal. Actually, they're pretty strict. So, okay. That's going to suck. Oh, right. What about all the stuff that everyone has posted already? Oh, man.
That's going to be muted.
That's going to be a shit show. All right. Let's keep talking about Blackpink, because Lisa was also in, I think it was in Paris, right?
Yes.
For the, what is that thing called? It was like some, I'm going to butcher it. You should say it.
I want to hear you say it.
What is it called? She was there for Haley?
Le Gala des Pièces d'Once? Once?
We'll take it. Then you're like starting softer
so
and softer.
Because I'm embarrassed. I don't know. Someone teach me how to say that in French.
Okay.
But it was that charity.
But the reason why we brought up Lisa, because she performed, and we did talk about it briefly on another episode. But we got some Blink stay crumbs, Haley.
We did. Because, I mean, if you guys didn't know, Lisa and Bangchan are actually close friends.
Hence why freaking Lisa, when she went to Australia, was hanging out with Hannah.
Yes.
Like, literally just her and Hannah just hanging out. Mm-hmm. If you don't know Hannah Bang, then you should probably look up who Bang Chan's sister is.
Yeah. So. She's famous on her own, honestly. Lisa and Bang Chan were seen interacting with each other at this charity event. Like, Lisa was the one that went up to Bang Chan while they were on stage, and, like, they were, like, talking. And, like,
well, it's not just Bang Chan that was there. It's Stray Kids. Hey?
Yeah, but she was specifically talking to Bang Chan. Yeah, Stray Kids was there. So, like, she was talking to Bang Chan. And then when Stray Kids was performing, she went out into the audience and she had her phone out and she was vibing to Top Line and recording
them. She was being a stay.
She was. So she was, like, enjoying their little concert.
Yes. F Fan Wars.
Exactly.
It's really dumb. Just enjoy each other's music. Look at that. Follow what the artists are doing, right? If you're like defending them, why don't you just do what they're doing?
Man, Jenny would have gotten mad at Lisa and told her, like, why do you have your phone out? You shouldn't be recording. You should be enjoying the moment.
Uh-oh.
Busted.
Busted. All right,
but she wasn't there. So.
Someone report this to Jenny. Someone send that to her. Let's see. I mean, that was pretty cool, though, seeing all the, you know, the Blink Stay crumbs. Because we don't see that often.
No, we don't.
We really don't, because I mean, Blackpink, they barely
promote
and perform with other artists. Like, they don't go to the award shows and all that stuff. They don't. So this is like, this was really fun.
Yeah,
to
she
see.
Seemed so happy to like see Bang Chan because she like ran up to him to say hi.
It was cool. It's a cool moment. I'm sure Hailey had posted it or something. Mm-hmm. Also, I mean, we'll talk about this more in the Stray Kids part when Hailey comes up later on. But Live Nation, since we're talking about Europe, also dropped some posts about staying tuned in London.
Yes.
Regarding Stray Kids. Uh-oh. Wonder what's going on there. Hailey will probably talk more. And I think some of our listeners are kind of in the know what's going on. Hailey's been communicating and posting stuff. So,
yeah.
But if not, you'll find out very soon. Or not very soon. Maybe in like 15, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. Something. Okay. Let's see. Let's talk about 17. Because 17... was still having kind of like their tour?
Yeah, I thought they were going to like start a new tour this year, but they're still in Japan for this.
Here's the thing. So that tour is only going to still be in Korea and Japan.
Yeah.
So that's the part that hurts for all global carrots.
It's their follow tour. That was what they were doing all of last year, only in like Korea, Japan, and then like Asian countries. They never came back to the US.
The shitty part is like this is still gonna hit till like end of May.
That's why.
So that's a while. Like, and that's gonna take a lot of time if they're even gonna think about doing an actual world tour this year. It doesn't look like it at this rate.
They have to though, because aren't they gonna enlist soon?
I mean,
because like it's possible.
You should tell them. Let's tell DK.
It's possible that they could still. Do like a tour
super end of
at
the year.
End of the
like
year?
November, December, possibly.
October,
that's like the biggest.
November, December, maybe.
That's
like for 3 months.
The only chance, to be honest. You just got to hope and pray at this point.
I mean, Hoshi had been saying that they're going to drop a new album this year and then they're going to tour. So, I mean, like, we'll see. I mean,
maybe drop an album at the end of the year and then start
like,
the tour at the beginning of the year. I don't know. We'll find out.
Because I don't even know what their actual enlistment dates are looking like. If it's going to be at the end of this year or like next year. So we'll see.
And you have a note here. You want to read your note?
Oh, okay. So they've been posting a lot because they're on their Nana tour in Europe. And this was just one of the posts that Jonghan had uploaded on Instagram.
So this is weeb news, anime news.
It is.
Finally, we're talking about anime a little bit.
So he posted a photo of him, Vernon, DK, and Hoshi, and they were doing the Nakama pose. If you guys are a One Piece fan, it's basically the pose where they put their arm up in the sky.
Yeah, when they're saying bye to Vivi.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, like, I was like, is this the one?
Is it confirmed?
Yeah, no, it's not. But I was like, why else would they pose like that?
Yeah, Stray Kids, 17,
I
everyone's
feel like all of them are weebs,
they're all
honestly. They all watch anime, especially One Piece. So I thought that was really cute. But then there's been a lot of different, like, clips, too, of Mingyu. Like, funny clips
Mingyu's
of him.
Mingyu's been everywhere on my feed recently.
Yeah, because
recently.
Of this tour that they're doing.
Man, this man.
He was trying to get a discount on a bag or, like, get it for free, basically. And then she's like, you're very handsome, but you still have to pay.
There's a lot of crazy shit. Like, there's a lot of good stuff for carrots. Carrots enjoy that shit. Oh, God, Mingyu. Let's see. Epic High. So, actually, This one, it's like not even actual, like I didn't see any articles and stuff, but it's literally for Epic High. I saw on Instagram because Tablo posted an IG reel. And in that IG reel, he did say there's going to be a North America tour this year. Mm-hmm. And they're like busy working on that. And they're all working on a lot of like other side projects and like on their own.
Yeah, he seems very excited about it. What's funny about Tablo and these posts, I mean, at the beginning of this reel, because he was like, he said it all in Korean first. And he's like, I'm just going to talk and say it in Korean. And then I'm going to translate it to English after because I'm done with subtitles. He's like, I'm done with making subtitles.
And he's like, I like just fast forward.
Yeah.
And find the part when I speak in English.
He's so funny. And then because like you probably didn't see it anywhere else, because I feel like Tablo does his own self-marketing for their tours and everything.
That's why he's the source.
He's a genius. Honestly.
He's everything. Yeah, yeah, he's their marketing.
He's really group,
like
funny.
Genius and
right.
He's in charge of everything. The yep. CEO.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited about that. Obviously, we went to see that. Was it last year or 2 years ago now?
It was last year.
Okay, last year, and man.
At the beginning of last year.
They
were our first concert last year.
Man, that was so much fun. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking forward to using our middle finger light stick this year.
Right, yeah.
Hell yeah. Super excited to finally use that.
Flip off Tablo.
So I'm pretty sure he's going to get a lot of middle fingers in the air. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's super excited about that. Okay, so we did bring up Jesse as one of the topics. Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk about what's going on?
Yeah, so like we had mentioned, there was like this weird rumor that she was going to be leaving Jay Park's agency.
And then they took pictures together and said, nah.
Yeah, they were like, nah, we're good. Like, there's nothing going on here. And then Jesse leaves Jay Park's agency.
Well, there you go. So,
like, I think nine months after joining it.
Yeah, so yeah. She has officially left.
Yeah, because they said basically that More Vision, Jay Park's agency, didn't see eye to eye with Jesse. So, like, whatever ideas and stuff that she wanted to do, I guess they weren't, like, seeing eye to eye with it. So she's like, peace out.
That sounds like Jesse.
Yeah. You know what it sounds honestly, like? She don't take shit from anyone.
And you know what sounds more like Jesse?
Mm.
Apparently, there's news that she might be starting her own company.
Yeah, she's like, her own label. I'm going to make my own.
Yeah, so there you go. Mm. Shit.
so but that isn't that strange,
that's
though?
Like, crazy. Because
like, it did start off as a rumor, and then they squashed it, but then in reality, it was actually happening.
There was a little bit of truth to that rumor, yeah, and it just, I guess it was actually more truth than rumor at this point. So that's what's going on with that. I wonder if she's going to perform or tour like anytime soon then. Like, that's going to be a while if she's going to be working on making her, you know, that's a lot of work.
What I actually need Jesse to do is have another show and have Stray Kids on it, because I feel like we got robbed, because like before Stray Kids could even go on her variety show, she like shut that down and stopped doing it.
Honestly, yeah, that was so,
dude, we missed like out
her show, her shows,
yeah,
like all the episodes for her show, like was freaking hilarious.
All I remember is always that TXT
one. Me too. I was gonna say TXT is the first thing that comes to
mind. And she's talking about her melons and they're like, we're only 20.
Jesus.
Oh my
it's
goodness.
It's freaking awesome.
Yeah,
it's like
she's
chaotic.
So funny, like on those shows. And I really wanted her to do an interaction with Stray Kids, but it never happened.
I know. I wish she did. I'm hoping
maybe
that
one
she has
day
something. I feel
with
like
her agency.
I would love to see her on like with other like yeah, with a lot of other like artists that we listen to. 17. Would
yeah,
be.
Or even like having some of the girl groups on there too.
Oh yeah, of course. Oh, that's true. Oh, I'd love to watch that. You know for sure. Like
one
just
day.
Seeing like seeing Twice and La Seraphim on like with talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Freaking Sakura gonna have to be on her A game, protecting and taking care of everyone.
That's true.
Especially when you
cover
have some.
Your ears.
Especially when you have a loose cannon like Yunjin. Mm-hmm. Oh shit! Like,
that's true because they both speak English really well.
So this is gonna be
with
pretty.
Jesse.
This is gonna be pretty insane. Oh man, I would pay to watch that episode, especially live. I'd fly to Korea, Haley. I'd fly us out. We would watch that live. Let's see. We did talk about ATEEZ as well. So ATEENY, you got more stuff to buy.
Oh yes. What joys for you guys. So ATEEZ actually revealed that they have new characters. This was dropped first on their Seoul tour. So like, you know how they have those like little intermission videos? So they dropped a teaser of their new characters that will be coming out. When I first saw it, honestly, they look like Animal Crossing characters.
Okay, so that's like the vibe you got kind of ish?
Yeah, like their 3D model versions.
Oh, the 3D versions.
They
right.
really reminded me of Animal Crossing because, you know, Marshall from Animal Crossing, like Hong Jun's character is a squirrel, and it really reminded me of that. But then they also, afterwards, they dropped like a drawing.
Oh,
of
man.
Them?
This drawing reminded you of something else, didn't it, Haley?
I mean...
Or like, I mean, instead of Animal Crossing, it was a different type of familiar.
Yeah, it really reminded me of Skazoo's and Minive. Minive is Ives' mascot.
It really looked like Minive's.
Yes.
Like, it, honestly, I feel like even the animals are like super, like, they match a lot of the other ones from... ATEEZ is one called?
So they're called Anitees.
So it sounds like a manatee.
Anitees.
Manatees. Like a sea cow.
Like animal and then ATEEZ.
Or like manatees. Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, so their mascots are called Anitees. Their characters actually do match the members.
Right,
like, if you look at them, you'll know
they
exactly
did a good job.
Who...
Haley literally was like, guess who this is? I was like, San? Yes, it's obviously San.
Because of his, like, eye smile. And then, like...
But they really look like Skazoo Minive. They really look more similar, actually, more to Minive, anything. But this is, like, their love child.
Right. Basically, it looks like if Skazoo and Minive had... babies, this would be Anitees. But then it also is like Skazoo's baby brothers and baby sisters, basically.
That's true too. I mean,
because they all have like a chick like Felix. I feel like the only one that Skazoo doesn't have and BT21 is a cat, and then ATEEZ has two cats.
Oh, of course they have cats.
Woosan are the cats in the
of course.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, each animal really matches them.
I don't know if Stray Kids and Minive would work out, or like Skazoo and Minive would work out though. Remember like all those? Remember Bang Chan? starting the fan wars between Ive and Stray Kids.
I forgot about that.
Oh
damn,
man, the Ive Stray Kids fan wars.
Oh my goodness. But
because the respect, there's no respect these days.
We don't even know.
Bang Chan's such
them.
A boomer when it comes to. I get it. I mean, like,
we don't even know if it was Ive though.
Yeah, it makes me think of that. So we'll
but there's always gotta be a pink bunny character,
of course.
I feel like.
And like Wanyoung was obviously the bunny for Minive.
Because like obviously BT21, Cookie.
We got Leebit.
We got Dweki.
Dweki, well, I guess.
Pink bunny.
Pink
bunny.
Pink bunny.
See, but then the thing is, like, you know, like a lot of fans were saying a lot of these characters now are just all animals, like, that match the member. Because BT21, when you think about it, theirs was really, really creative. Because the members themselves drew and created
like
their
created
own
them.
Characters.
Right.
And, like, each character actually does represent the member really well, except for Yoongi's. I'm still upset about Shuki. That is a waste. His should have been a cat.
It should have been a cat.
Like, how come he... Honestly.
And then if you haven't seen it, but yeah, you could see the episodes of when they were at Line and working with the animators and actually drawing it themselves,
it's
like for
really
BTS and
BT21. Series. Like, I even had my mom watch it.
It's really cool. And it sucks that I feel like, yeah, you're right. Like, a lot of them are just created for the members now.
Yeah.
I really wish there was like more involvement with the idols themselves and like creating it.
Because, but honestly, like with Skazoo though, Their mascots really do match the members. Because,
right,
like,
of course.
Dweki, I mean, a freaking Ginny Rhett looks like...
And a Wolf-chan, come on, hello.
It matches them really well. So, like, whoever did make the mascots for Stray Kids, they really, really, like, thought about it. And I feel like it's similar to Anitees as well, because...
The way that,
they
yeah,
match,
the way it was made.
Yeah.
I just, like, missed that type of thing. Like, for BT21, it was really cool. That
yeah,
type
and
of
because we get to watch
uniqueness.
The process, like,
yeah.
too. But yeah, so I don't know when they're actually releasing any merch for them. But yeah, there's also dumb comments about it.
There's always gonna be those, Haley.
Because you know how
this is the world we live in today.
For me, you know, it's like exciting to see like other groups have different mascots, because this is a good way to like represent your bias, because you buy all their merch and like you can have it on your bags and like take it to concerts, and people will know who your bias is based on like their character.
But for defensive solo stans,
they're like,
it's a reason to hate.
Yeah, because like
as always
in the comments, like on ATEEZ's like official post of their ATEEZ, people were saying like, oh, this is dumb, they're copying Skazoo. And then people in the comments were like, well, Skazoo copied BT21.
It's like, oh my god. People like have nothing else to do.
That's why. It was just dumb because like obviously each group, I'm glad that they are coming out with these different mascots finally, because BT21 really was the only one that was marketed.
Blackpink, they literally made theirs like
At the end of their
contract.
Yeah, it was like, and it would have been seven years late, because like their mascots matched them too. Oh, Lisa and her freaking duck face.
They would have done like as well as BT21, to be honest, if they were marketed and made when they debuted. Like, it's a shame.
What's interesting though is because YG, because like obviously Blackpink is YG, so YG's Treasure, they worked with LINE and they made their own mascots.
Yeah, so they followed what BTS did, but we don't even hear about Treasure.
No, that's why.
Like, what is going on? I see their mascots more than I see even the members.
That's true. Like, I always see their little mascots everywhere, but I don't know what's going on with them. So, well, that's another story.
Well, you have one more note here about ATEEZ. Yeah. You have a note that says Magic Mike.
Right, so their name is very fitting because they are being teases on their tour.
Aha, uh-huh, yes.
So in Seoul, like basically I've seen like all these clips from their concert, and it literally looks like a Magic Mike
performance. It's 100% Magic Mike performance. It's like Thunder Down Under.
I'm like, I don't, this is striptease if anything. It's not ATEEZ, because like they have blindfolds, which then turn into handcuffs, and they're dancing sexy on chairs, and they're like half naked, and they have chains and everything going on. Like,
and we thought red lights was bad for Stray Kids.
No, this is another level.
This is R rated. It's not PG-13.
This is like something else.
This is when Sakura, you pan to Sakura from Le Sserafim and we see her face. Remember that reaction when they were performing? Oh, which show? It's like, it's one of the shows. Either Mama, MMA, one of those things.
She was shook to her core.
But she had to like keep her professional idol composure.
Yes. She's like, oh, like freaking out.
It was San, huh? That took his shirt off?
Yes, it was
San. It's always San. But yeah, damn, it's crazy. So ATEEZ are being literally ATEEZ to everybody.
And then you know what? Coachella is not ready for that.
Oh no. Oh my goodness. Oh, you're right. Oh my god. Le Sserafim isn't the only big K-pop act. ATEEZ will be there. Oh my god, all these Coachella goers, especially all the female all the homosexual guys that aren't you will.
Even the straight guys. Come on now.
Even me. I'm like, oh shit. Like, when you see them, like, doesn't matter your sexuality, any type of human that sees ATEEZ perform at Coachella will be like, if you didn't know who ATEEZ was, you're going to be Googling them up.
Yes, definitely.
Is basically what is going to happen.
I'm really excited to see both, like, Le Sserafim and ATEEZ set for Coachella. See, like, I want to see what they're
going to do. For these rock concerts and everything like that, people throw stuff on the stage, like
panties and bras.
Hell yes, they throw panties and bras. Hopefully, maybe this time, boxer briefs.
Maybe like those blow up dolls.
Oh man,
can you imagine?
That's Coachella. Oh, so this, my goodness. Especially when the crowd starts seeing Magic Mike ATEEZ.
Oh damn,
striptease, whatever. They are gonna get wild. So it's going to be freaking crazy. It'll be awesome. I cannot wait. I'm looking forward to all the fan cams. Mm-hmm. Did you know that this Coachella, though, is doing the worst in terms of sales?
Oh.
Yeah. This is probably like the slowest and lowest Coachella sales, apparently.
Usually, usually it sells out without fail, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. This one is bad. I think it's on. Honestly, it's the price gouging. Like, even like from the prices are just so high. Like, look at
expensive.
A prime example was Crazy Super Concert. Mm-hmm. We didn't buy it right there because once the tickets dropped and we saw the prices, we're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah,
because
they don't put any prices. And when we got in, I was like, why is it $525 per
You think
VIP?
We're going to be like mindless, brainless zombies that will just buy it because we got in early? No. Mm-hmm. Coachella, I think, is hitting like the $600 mark for the weekend. I went to Coachella, back in my day, when I went to Coachella.
Literally back in your day.
This is like when I was in college. So like, I think like it was a little before I graduated still. Like, so it was like 2010, maybe 2011.
That's a long time ago.
When I went to Coachella, it was obviously I didn't go for K-pop back then. I was like there for all the indie rock alternative bands and all this like stuff.
There was no K-pop.
I went then. like the headliners I remember for mine were like Red Hot Chili Peppers, Phoenix. I saw Tegan and Sarah. Like, it was that kind of thing. Like, Chromeo, The Transplants was like Travis Barker's other band. But the thing is, like, back then, I think that whole weekend, I paid like 200 something.
That's really good.
So it's like, it's almost triple.
That's crazy.
That's wild. And that's just for the ticket. You still have to pay for lodging. Mm-hmm. You have to find
food.
Well, yeah, food too, Haley. But you need to get a hotel unless you're staying there, which is horrible. Trust me, you do not want to stay on the camping grounds. Your boogers will be black every day.
I don't know how people can even do that.
You get a hotel, Airbnb. Like, you still have to pay for all that stuff. So I don't know. I it makes sense, but it kind of sucks at the same time. But I'm sure there's going to still be enough people.
Yeah, there'll be a lot.
It's not going to sell out. Maybe like not like fast, but. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be people going. People
maybe
still
because people
do this.
Are broke still from after the holidays, and they're like
they're
waiting
for the tax returns. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's
prices
true.
Will or tickets will start selling after March, April. More so, I feel like. We did talk about two more things that we noted in the beginning. New Jeans. I just put a note there because Hani revealed that she started making her own beats.
Meats.
I was going to say music and beats.
Meats.
I was going to say music because I saw making her own and I just imagined, I just assumed I was going to put music, but it said beats.
Yeah.
So she started making her own beats and the members would start producing their own music like in the future. She said all of this when she was with Danielle on Vogue Australia's interview from this year. But if you didn't know already, like, they help produce a lot of these songs. So
yeah,
they're
Hani,
Danielle. I think Danielle helped produce Super Shy.
Hani was OMG.
And then, like, I think the only one that I didn't really see their names was, like, I don't know if I saw Hayden yet. Mm-hmm. I think even Hayne has helped on stuff and Minji. But it's cool to see. Because remember, like, Yoongi was obviously like a big producer for like BTS, but it's cool to see them like even help out a little bit, right? Like, cause it's especially like such a, like a newer, younger group.
Right.
I'm pretty sure we look at Rise. I'm not sure. I can't confirm. I'm trying to think of like newer groups. Like, who else like do we know of that? Obviously we know Stray Kids produces
everything.
Their own shit. Like everything is from scratch. But like, I don't think aESPA. Like, not throwing shade at them.
Especially, like, not SM.
Like, especially SM. That's why. That's why. So it's cool to see, like, HYBE really does this. Because, I mean, it's within HYBE that we kind of see this going on for the most part.
And JYP,
yes.
Because Stray Kids was just their, you know, experimental group, basically. And they did really well, so.
Good investment, JYP. You did good on that. And I'm obviously looking forward to that. And I'm also looking forward to seeing them very soon.
Next month?
Next month. Or actually, when this releases, yes, next month.
February, right?
This releases in February, so March. Yes, you're right.
Oh, it's in March. Dang.
Yeah, what?
For some reason, I thought it was next month already.
You're confusing.
February.
It's literally next. Okay, when this comes out, it is next month. Next month is going to be March because it's literally a week, like one whole week before IVE.
Oh, okay. March is busy.
So that is a busy, busy month right there already. We got New Jeans, IVE, and then we got Twice. IVE and Twice within the span of like 4 days of each other. Yes, I took PTO for that. Let's see. Also, one of the big four companies, entertainment companies, might be in the market. Kakao is thinking about selling SM Entertainment.
What? Like, where are they going to go?
Because of a lot of, like, I guess, raised concerns about, like, their personnel. And, you know, you remember that whole...
We talked about it last year. It was last year.
Where we kind of talked about the drama going on with an SM himself, right? Mm-hmm. With what's going on with, like, stakeholders and plus, like, the other... I don't even... There's just so much going on, but it's crazy. And then he ended up selling majority to Kakao.
Right.
So that's why Kakao is the one thinking about it. So since they own majority, they technically own the company right now. Mm-hmm. So this is your time. Our time.
What?
To buy Rise, Aespa, Shiny, Red Velvet. We can own them.
Oh, sure. Because we have millions and billions of dollars.
I mean, if we pool everyone together, we can buy SM.
One member.
Pull everyone we know, yes. We could probably buy... We could luckily maybe get away with one member of a group.
Taemin.
Oh, okay. My money
and
is
one
going...
Bin.
Well, see, you're so biased. I'm going to obviously buy Karina.
Biased too.
But, I mean, that's crazy. We'll see what happens. Honestly, it'd be nuts. This is me... Like, I'm just going to throw it out here into the universe. What if Hype buys them?
Oh, I mean, I wouldn't be mad.
That would change a lot of stuff, though.
Right.
Bye, like, the SM. Whole dynamic of Bye. Everything. Like, like Hype will be, like, having a monopoly off these K-pop
That's
groups.
True.
Let's see. And I think this is finally it. The time where we could take a break, grab some water, use the bathroom. Because the ad will start here.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
And after the ad, I will remind all of you that you're still tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where we talk about K-pop every Thursday. Even when we're on vacation, we try to leave you an episode every Thursday.
From the future.
From the
past.
From the past, Haley. Into the future.
Into the future.
With our DeLorean and our time machine. Also, you should. We're pretty much available on all streaming platforms, so it definitely helps if you hit that notification bell, hit like, hit subscribe. All that good stuff. Leave us a rating if you're bored and you have a couple minutes to spare.
5 stars only.
Oh, ouch. Damn.
Or Felix will be mad.
Okay, Felix will come after you, and then he's going to bake you a cake with Seungmin.
You don't want
that. You don't want.
You don't
when
want
he
it.
Cooks with Seungmin, it's going to be horrible.
Right.
And Haley, where can they check us out and what can they find there?
You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast, where you can find a lot of interesting videos that we've been making lately. If you guys haven't seen Joko's Sana photo card collection.
More. We'll probably be uploading more stuff soon. I have another Sana thing that I wanted, that I filmed maybe like...
3 years ago? Two years.
No, it was during the wedding. Ago. Was it 2 years?
That's 2 years.
Oh, shit. So I had it for a while, but I haven't even put it together. So hopefully I will. It's just a lot of cool, awesome HD concert videos. So check that out. Follow us there. Also, Instagram, you can always DM us because mm-hmm. that's where we keep in touch with a lot of our listeners. Mm-hmm. It's always fun to just like chat with you all and send and enjoy all the reels that we all watch together. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it. We could get started with BTS, Haley.
Yes, that's
it's very it's very short.
It is very short because literally the only news I have is about IU and Tae and Jungkook.
Of course, that's all I see on mm-hmm. my feed. When I see Tae, I see Jungkook and IU, and it's goes all. When I see Jungkook, it's because it's a Tae and IU edit. It's like nonstop.
Yeah. So there's still a lot of those memes coming out of IU and Tae's Love Wins All music video, but they actually did release a behind the scenes. I think one is posted on IU's channel and then one is also on the BTS YouTube, but there's been a lot of edits with these videos.
Once these videos came out, you knew ARMY and like just anyone, K-pop people will just have a field day.
So honestly, like, I've watched bits and pieces from the videos of the behind, and IU and Tae look very, very cozy together. Like,
they have they have chemistry.
Dating.
They 100%
they're not dating, but you know,
they have
could
chemistry
be.
For sure.
They really do have good chemistry, and because like there's these certain clips where like Tae will just be like looking at IU like very, very intently, and then he calls her Nuna. And, like, it's just affectionate.
It's his secret dreams come true that he couldn't tell Jungkook because it would kill him.
Oh, my goodness. It's like, because, you know, they're lovers in the music video. And, like, IU is very, very touchy-feely with Tae. And, like, during these behind-the-scenes shoots, like, you would think that they're together.
Like they look like they're dating, yeah. It's true.
Like, she's squeezing his cheeks and then just, like, being very affectionate
but
with him.
They're just good actors and actresses.
They're just acting.
Very good at what they're doing.
But, of course, ARMY has taken these clips and made them into memes using Jungkook being very sad about it.
That's all I see. That's, like, a half my feed these days.
I feel so bad because, like, honestly, I don't know, like, how much internet they can look at while they're in the military, but, like, I'm sure Jungkook has seen some of these edits, and, like, I really wonder what he thinks or feels about it.
And, well, and I'm sure Tae, too, like, has a hold of it because this man is in the military,
oh, yeah.
Yet he's been posting.
Yeah, he's been posting.
Unless he's paid someone to personally post for him, which doesn't seem
know.
Like he would
I
do
don't
something
think
like
so.
That. So, unless this man has snuck his phone.
Do they have, like, free time? You know,
yeah,
like,
they probably do. I'm sure they
like
do.
Like, one weekend, a week.
There has to
something.
Be something.
You know, like, when you're in
but
jail.
But it's just funny seeing Tae. Like, I see notifications and, like, posts says THV. I'm like, this man.
He's posting.
He's posting from the military, so.
But, yeah, so there's just been a lot of that. That's pretty much all the BTS news.
That's the news. It's just the memes.
But, yeah, go ahead and watch their behind the scenes. It's very love watching those behind the scene videos. They're very interesting.
The other thing is Yoongi's still having his episodes of Switchita. We haven't watched the recent
even
ones.
I don't know how many he's filmed.
But yeah, you can still watch that. If you're ARMY and you still want to keep up with like kind of current stuff, there's that too.
Maybe he's like filmed enough until when he comes back.
I mean, it's almost like how Jin has
That's
stuff,
true.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Like so, he's filmed one video
so
for each month.
He's filmed into the future, for the future, from
yes,
the past. Kind
exactly.
Of thing. So appreciate that. I think that means the next section is our last section, or I should say segment, of this podcast, which many of our listeners know what's to come. Haley?
Stray Kids. Woo. So,
What was that? Ooh, ooh. You sound like a dying owl. I don't know. I didn't know if that was like a wolf or like a dying.
Yeah,
but it sounded like
a wolf.
It sounds like
wolf.
A dying owl.
Ooh. So, Stray Kids at the. So, I'm going to say this in English. Yellow Pieces Gala. So, they performed S-Class, Top Line, and God's Menu. And then, as we mentioned earlier, Lisa was watching their performances while they were doing that.
This is in Paris, right?
This is all in Paris for that charity. What was cool is that God's Menu.
I didn't even see this. Why haven't you shown this to me?
I wanted to, and then I forgot.
Oh,
because I've been working, but I wanted you to watch this. They have a whole ass orchestra playing God's Menu live with them.
Fuck, that sounds epic. It's
very, very interesting. It was only for God's Menu.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah, I'll let you watch it after because they finally did upload an official video on YouTube of it. But I was like, damn, that's so cool. So like basically like their little extended stage that goes around like a rectangle inside it, that's where the orchestra was sitting. So like all the fans were on that outer side of it. So I was like, that's so freaking insane. Cool.
That's cool.
So like the orchestra got to watch all the performances up close as well.
Damn, they got Barricade.
They
Barricade Orchestra. Let's go.
So like other artists that had performed there was Adam Levine and DJ Snake. So Stray Kids actually took photos with both of them.
Of course you would.
And Hyunjin was seen at the airport wearing headphones. And then one side of each was signed by Adam Levine and the other side was DJ Snake.
That is funny as hell, to be honest, if you think about it. Can you sign this headphone just once? This is random. That's super fucking random.
But he was wearing it at the airport because, like, Staze had taken photos of him using it. And
you'll probably keep it as a memento after that.
Oh, yeah,
maybe, like, at home. Like, not wear it anymore.
Oh, I mean, I don't know. It's Hyunjin.
Actually, you're right.
And then, I don't know who this is. Do you know ASAP Rocky?
Yeah, ASAP Rocky. Oh,
I don't know. I'm Haley's sorry.
A boomer.
Okay.
Sorry.
So he greeted Stray Kids too on stage. They seemed very, very excited. People were like, oh, are they going to have a collab in the future? Maybe. And then.
I can't believe you literally said ASAP Rocky. You're going to just say ASAP. You're trying to like throw, like make us forget, but the fact that you said ASAP Rocky. Oh, boy.
I hate it. I'm leaving now. Okay, bye. And then... Oh, so like... Because we already mentioned Lisa. So speaking of Europe and Paris, so like billboards in London were showing signs, like big billboards in London said like, stay... like STAY in big capital letters tuned, but it was like written in the Stray Kids font. So like obviously if you were a Stray Kids fan,
you would knew know
what
you
it was.
Knew the crypt like the
it's cryptic a messages.
It's a message right there.
Yeah,
a hidden
so
one.
It was all in like black and pink. And then so people were speculating that a tour is coming. So that was only speculation because people were like they haven't been to Europe yet because like their Europe tour in 2019 to 2020 got canceled because of COVID. So they never got to go there. So it's been like how many years? 4 years. They haven't had a tour there yet.
Here's the thing though. Like you said, it's speculation.
Speculation.
You can't get yourself like super riled up or excited without hearing official news.
But people were hoping that it was going to be like a tour.
Just to get themselves let down, because that's what happens. You can't.
I mean, yeah, they did get let down. But Stray Kids is coming to London, but it's not for a tour. It's going to be for the BST Hyde Park Festival in London. So this is a huge festival, though. Like, it's really, really a big event. And
it's huge
and
in
it's like,
London.
Yeah, it's honestly like an honor for Stray Kids to be headlining at this festival. So
I was gonna say it, go for it.
Blackpink did actually perform there last year.
Yep. They headlined too.
They did headline. And so like because many stays were complaining, like Euro stays were saying, man, like I wish it was a tour, this sucks, like I don't want to go to the festival, let's like
I get it,
not buy
we
tickets.
Get it.
I get it.
Look honestly, at us at Coachella. I have FOMO. I want to see them, but at the same time, I get the problems.
I mean, like, if you're rich, yeah, sure, go to both. But then, like, a lot of people are not. So, like, they're trying to pick and choose, like, should we go to this festival or should we wait until they do announce their tour? Which I'm sure that they will include Europe this year.
The thing is, too, and it's a giant GA, basically.
It is. It's a
so
whole
that's another,
big mosh pit,
that's a basically. That's another big issue. Like,
so, like, a lot of stays were complaining about that. But then the thing is, like, the performance at BST, because with Blackpink, their set list was 17 songs. That's huge.
That's half
that's
a concert. That's
half
like
a
regular
mini concert.
That's half a regular concert tour. Because regular concert tours range about, what is it?
A 30.
That's about 30 songs?
Yeah. So, like, they basically do get a mini concert. So, like, you'll be getting a lot of songs. And they did actually, for Blackpink, it was huge. And, like, a lot of people had fun with it. But the thing is, like, it's still a festival. There's no extended stage. You're not going to get, like, those interactions, like, at their actual tours.
Nope.
You're in there with a bunch of other people that are there for other artists, too. But here is the thing, which is kind of exciting. So they had said that Stray Kids will be headlining, and they'll actually be picking the other artists in the lineup to be with
I
them.
I wonder
who they're gonna pick.
ASAP Rocky.
Maybe.
Adam Levine. Maroon 5. DJ Snake. You heard it here first.
So, like, yeah, they're
Lisa.
Gonna... I mean, you don't know who they're gonna pick, so that's pretty exciting. I think tickets go on sale soon. It's gonna be on Ticketmaster as well. They have one for Europe. But then, so this is going to be on July 14th. So it's still a while from now. It's in the summer, so it's going to be hot over there. But, 10 days after, they'll also be performing in another festival and headlining at iDays Milano 2024 in Milan, Italy.
So Eurostays.
Yes, they are getting fed. This is a good time.
I'm excited for you guys.
Honestly,
because you guys have probably been starving.
Well, they've seen them. Like, I feel like Stray Kids has been there. They went to Lollapalooza Paris. They've gone to Music Bank Paris.
Oh, that's
they've
true. Done, you guys got Music Bank Paris. I take everything back.
They did this charity event in Paris. So, like, they are getting... Stray Kids are going there. It's just that they haven't toured there for their actual concert. So, I mean, like, you're still getting them, but I understand.
Right,
a
right.
festival is different than, like, an actual concert because, like...
It really is, though.
It's just a different vibe, honestly. And, like, you're standing and waiting there for, like, hours and hours. And because if they're headlining, they're lost. So, you know, you're waiting there all day.
Especially if you want to be close. So, you have
exactly.
to be there.
Exactly.
Bring yourself a Foley catheter or a diaper.
Oh, my God. So, that's... what that was about. So that's what all the billboards were about. So that means, like, if they're doing these in July, I'm kind of like guessing that they're going to do their tour in the later half of the year. So, like, they might be dropping a new album. I'm gonna say around April, because I feel like that's when they always drop their albums. So, like, they'll have that and, like, new songs and everything, and then they'll do their tour after they're done with Europe. But the thing is that on July 24th, that they're in Italy. So this year, KCON is July 26th. It's still a possibility that they could turn
I guess
KCON
it's a possibility.
Because
but
they did it last year. They literally had Osaka concert like a couple of days, and then they came to KCON and performed.
You think
KCON.
They like being in LA? Maybe sometimes, like, the artists enjoy it. That's why they're like, oh, yeah, we can do it. Or, like, they push for it. Yeah, I know we always joke around and say, like, JYP just makes it, like, you know, like, whips them into doing everything.
But I think they have a say because they seem excited about it. And they love performing. Yeah. Like, Bang Chan has even said
let's KCON.
Let's KCON. And then even Hyunjin, like, on his bubble and stuff, he's like, I'm so bored. Like, I wish we were performing at a concert. Like, they like being on stage and performing in front of stage. So, I mean, it's a possibility that they do choose to do these events, even though they're, like, back to back to back. But, I mean, that's their job. So Stray Kids also drops a video of the behind recordings of Megaverse and Cover Me. I love these behinds.
Of course.
They're very enjoyable, so go watch that. So Felix and Seungmin also did a live together, and they were cooking taiyaki for the first time.
It was
a disaster.
Yes.
Like, I was honestly waiting for it because, like, every time that Felix and Seungmin cook together or bake or whatever they, whatever you want to call it, it's always a fail.
Because, like, Haley reminded me too that this man can cook.
Felix
can actually
can
cook.
Bake. He can cook.
He can bake and he can bake.
Yes.
Actually, for reals, bake.
Very, very good.
Is more
baking.
So his specialty. Yeah.
So I'm like, how is he always screwing this up? Because, like, him and Seungmin together have made pancakes, they've made taiyaki, they've made cookies, and then some, like, gummy bear, like, candy stick thing.
Well, the obvious, if Felix is able to do all this just fine, I think it's very obvious with who the problem is.
Seungmin is sabotaging him. Someone is sabotaging Felix because it's so obvious that Felix, like, he bakes brownies for the whole freaking company. He makes banana bread. He makes all these different foods.
Banana bread.
Like, he even cooks.
He was so proud of his banana bread.
He's like, oh, I made banana bread. Oh my God, it turned out so good. But yeah, so basically, like, Felix can cook and bake. I don't know what Seungmin is doing. He's doing something wrong. But so that live was very, very funny, though. It was just them making taiyaki, which is basically the waffle-shaped fish. And then you have, like, red bean filling, Nutella, custard, usually. But can you guess what they put in theirs?
If you're asking me this, it's definitely not something sweet.
Yes. So, I mean, they did have Nutella for one of the filling.
Well, you have to. You have to.
But then they also decided to put sriracha and wasabi.
Sriracha for three racha.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, see, if I knew it. I'm a genius.
What was funny is that on Bubble, so Changbin came on Bubble and he said that, oh, Seungmin gave us the taiyaki and then Chan ate it. But then he threw it away immediately after he ate it because Chan doesn't like spicy food.
Yeah, so basically, of course he's going to throw the shit away. They trolled his ass.
They trolled Chan and gave him the sriracha one. And he hates spicy foods. So I guess they gave Changbin like the normal ones. And then Seungmin was like, I'm so glad that I didn't get hit. He's like, on his bubble, he's like, it's a relief that I didn't get hit. Poor Bang Chan. But and then one last thing here. Bang Chan, he will finally have another cover photo shoot for a magazine, Nylon Japan, in April 2024. A lot of stays are looking forward to this. I feel like it's been a while since he's had like an actual magazine shoot by himself.
By himself,
yeah.
Right.
It's always with like the members and stuff. But yeah, that's something to look forward to.
I'm excited for it too.
Hopefully he shows those abs.
Yes. Hopefully he's in a crop top.
Hopefully he has chains or something.
Okay.
Okay, never mind.
Whoa, calm down there. What, okay. Handcuff chains or what?
No, like those chains that they wear on their chest. Like those dress chains.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And then he's just like naked underneath.
Oh,
like,
right.
But just his chest. Yes. Okay, that's it.
That's it? You done? Yes. Can you breathe?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay,
so that's pretty much it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So thank you everyone for joining us this week. That's it for this. We'll find out what the hell is going on with Crazy Super Concert by next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
Or by the next episode.
I want to see Ricky, but then I'm not paying for
what
that.
About Taeyang? This might be the only chance we get to see Taeyang.
He's by himself.
He doesn't do solo tours. Like, he's not like G-Dragon level to do that. So this might be the only.
He's done solo tours before.
I guess. But now?
He could.
Maybe.
KCON.
At the Wilshire.
Taeyang at KCON. Let's go.
He should actually. Oh, please. Yeah,
please.
He should have done that last year.
He should have.
What the F?
Hopefully this year.
It's a waste.
Come on, Taeyang.
Yeah,
let's
why
go.
Why waste your time at Crazy Super Concert? Come
in,
on, Taeyang.
Put it into the universe. Taeyang at KCON 2024.
I'm going to put something else in the universe. New Jeans, Le Sserafim. KCON 2024. Let's go.
Not Stray Kids.
Uh-oh.
ZV1 and Rise. Oh, I mean,
not Stray Kids. You don't want Stray Kids, hey?
No, they need to rest. And I need them to like do their tour instead, and me not be pressured to get
have different priorities somewhere else.
Yes, exactly.
So there you go. Thank you, everyone, so much for joining us. As always, don't forget to hit that notification bell, like, subscribe, give us a rating. The Permission to Stand podcast, and we are available on all podcast streaming platforms. Haley,
find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
And with that said, everyone, please take care. Thank you very much. And as always, peace.
Take care. Stay safe and peace.
Peace.
Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call. Click Grainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.